The Eureka Police Department's problem-oriented policing unit responded to a residence in the 3300 block of G Street yesterday morning looking for a wanted fugitive. POP had received information that parolee at large, 37-year-old Michael Wayne Brissette, was staying there. He was reportedly considered a high-risk offender, and he'd been on the run for approximately 10 months after cutting off his GPS ankle monitoring bracelet. Detectives found drug use paraphernalia along with a small quantity of meth at the residence, and the detectives confirmed Brissette was hiding in the attic. However, Brissette refused to communicate with the detectives or leave the attic. After 4 hours of standoff, Brissette peacefully surrendered. Brissette now has some fresh charges on his record, including possession of a controlled substance, resisting arrest, and parole violation. At last week's supervisors' meeting, the board spent more than 2 hours discussing the creation of a new Department of Planning and Building by splitting those duties from the Department of Economic Development. The board approved the split on the grounds that economic development had grown too large to be handled by one director. Kirk Gerard will now head up the Department of Economic Development and Natural Resources after the board voted 3-2 in a closed session approving Gerard's new duties. Supervisor Virginia Bass and Ryan Sundberg were the two no votes in the process, both arguing that the appointment of a new department head should be done in the normal public hiring process, but Mark Lovelace, Jimmy Smith, and Cliff Clendenin disagreed, stating that the move was a department reorganization and that Gerard had been reassigned. Lieutenant Steve Knight of the Sheriff's Department reported yesterday that members of the Occupy movement, who have been protesting in front of the courthouse for several months, have now taken to using chalk messages on the sidewalk to get their, at times vulgar, messages across. Knight says that foul language messages directed at city and county staff employees, law enforcement personnel, and judges have been scrawled, erased by county employees, but they've been rewritten. Tension between protesters and the city of Eureka and the county have risen since camping overnight on the property was banned and tents and equipment were removed by Eureka Police. Lieutenant Knight says that the Board of Supervisors, CAO's office, the Sheriff's Department, and the city of Eureka have all been working to resolve any issues between authorities and protesters, but that the insults and epithets do little to help. We have more KINS news after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer Joaquin Freixas of Swanland's Cameron.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank since 2008. Swanland's is a locally owned business, and I like to deal with a local bank because it helps support the community. The atmosphere at Redwood Capital Bank is warm and friendly, and the staff gets to know you. It's great to be a little part of it.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Pacific Gas and Electric Company announces progress toward meeting California's ambitious clean energy mandates. PG&E estimates that 19% of the electricity it delivered to customers last year came from renewable resources such as wind, solar, geothermal, biomass, and small hydroelectric. That's 4% more than the year before. The utility is on track to achieve the state's target of 33% by 2020. Along with large hydro and nuclear power, PG&E says more than half of its electricity are from sources that are carbon-free or renewable, making it one of the cleanest utilities in the nation. The County Administration Office is holding a series of public workshops to gather public input for the upcoming fiscal year budget. The CAO's office will focus on revenues and expenses of the county budget, and county staff will give presentations which outline the Board of Supervisors' priorities and the budget outlook for the coming year. Public input at these forums is encouraged, desired, and staff will use public feedback as the budget work continues. Supervisors Mark Lovelace and Ryan Sundberg commented last year when the CAO's office held similar meetings that not only did they gather input from the public, it also served as a tool in explaining how the board puts a budget together and allowed the public a chance to learn about that process. The next meeting is scheduled for next Wednesday in Redway, followed by a meeting on the 21st in Eureka, and the 28th in McKinleyville. With the KINS Essence of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.